I think the most difficult thing that I ever did was putting my entire life savings in my business. You know, every single cent that I had, really, I invested it, my own money. Which means that, you know, if it doesn't, if things don't work out, then, you know, you have to literally start from scratch. I wouldn't say that we're necessarily reinventing the wheel. I think the main thing is to sort of think outside the box and to be open to see, like, where you can improve, where you can make things better, because those vulnerabilities are where the competition gets you, you know? I had traveled to Mombasa and I went to a cafe, had a conversation with a waiter who actually told me that he didn't have medical insurance. I went into this rabbit hole of insurance, you know, doing research, trying to understand like how many people actually have access, how many people actually buy these kinds of products, why do people not buy them. In Kenya, there's more than 50 insurance companies, but the penetration level is less than 3%. The bigger problem was really the lack of technological infrastructure. So that's what LAMI is. We've built that infrastructure to give, you know, digital platforms, banks, anybody who really wants to sell insurance products, the ability to do so. We started with car insurance because we felt that it was an easy way to access the market with a product that people understood and purchased on a day-to-day basis. It took less than 2 minutes to buy your policy. It was actually something that was considered revolutionary in the market that we are. We were a small, small team, like only 6 people. The ideas that come through at that point, I think, is really, that's the most exciting part, when the team is small, when everybody feels comfortable. We wrote down this goal of what we wanted to accomplish, you know, and it was insuring 50 million people and underwriting $1 billion in premiums through the LAMI platform. We're still far off, but I hope we'll get there eventually. It took me 2 years to earn my first paycheck, and we still spend more than we make. You'll get to a point where now you start thinking about revenue, but in the meanwhile, you have to think about the growth aspect of it first. When we first launched the Griffin app, you know, you had all this excitement the first couple of weeks. You were having thousands of downloads a day, but then you don't see sales because people are still afraid. They don't really know if they can trust you. They don't know if they can trust your brand.
Hey, hi. How are you doing?
People are used to being asked to send so many documents, fill so many forms. So when you tell them, actually forget about that, you don't need to ever do that again. Just download this app, answer a few questions and pay, and you're good to go. You know, it's something so different that they didn't even trust that the process itself was actually real.
Tumekuja kuongea na nyinyi kuhusu insurance.
So sisi tumetoka Griffin Insurance. Sisi pia tunauza insurance na tuko na both comprehensive na third party. So comprehensive wanakulipishanga pesa ngapi?
Walinilipisha 9,500.
9,500. Yeah. Sawa sawa. Sisi tuko na deal mzuri kushinda hiyo. Kwa hivyo na tuko tu hapa kwa ofisi hapa, hatuko mbali sana na pia tuko online. So tuna matumaini ya kwamba utakuwa mteja wetu.
Na bei poa pia.
Shukrani. Ni jinsi gani huwa mnaichukulia, sababu tumekuwa na insurance companies mingi, mtu anaweza anapata shida. Lakini unapata haezi saidika kule akienda anaanza kuambiwa maneno mengine tofauti.
Benefit ya kwanza ni easy ya kununua. So ukiwa hata ukiwa umesimama hapa na uko na smartphone utaweza kununua hiyo insurance. Enda Play Store, utafute app yetu inaitwa Griffin app, udownload app, ucreate account, ukisha create account utaweza kununua hapo. So nitachukua namba zenu alafu tutawapigia kutoka kwa ofisi yetu.
Sasa ukipiga ni story mingi ama kidogo tu?
Ah, kupiga si hata hadithi. Habari yako?
Hiyo ni masaa.
Kwa salama.
Asante.
Asante ni sana.
Karibuni.
Haya, siku njema. Nampata wateja wengi.
Asante. Tu huko mbioni kutafuta mahali at least hata wanaweza punguza na shilingi moja. Na hiyo ni ya maana sana kwetu.
I think I'm very introverted. I'm not really like a social butterfly. I wouldn't call myself that, you know.
How are things going, guys?
But then also I'm the first pool, so I'm always shouting at people. So I don't know. It's kind of in between.
They're doing something with riders, lending to riders. So I don't know if it's exactly motorcycle insurance or what it is, but we need to understand better.
You know, so learning how to talk about yourself, making yourself look good, making your business look good, making your team look amazing, you know, that's something that I had to learn.
So I can start. So my name is Wailera.
I literally used to sit and just talk to myself for a long time until I, you know, until you it becomes a routine and it becomes natural and it becomes normal.
You know, you're able to use our platform to embed that digitally into that existing platform as opposed to launching a separate product. And then the dashboard is a way for you to keep track of the sales, the process, and so on in an easy and seamless way.
When the time comes, we're happy to, I guess, chat more about that.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Those guys are lawyers,
yeah,
as well. They've thought the questions through. From
can
them.
You find out from someone?
We can go butter him up nicely, talk to him.
Yeah.
What's up?
I think it's not something that it happens on purpose, but we do have more women than men, which is, I think, great. I think it's important, especially for me. So I wouldn't say it's something that was necessarily planned for, but actually when you interview people, you realize you ended up hiring more women than men.
So, hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Eric Kenyo, for those who haven't met. I think I'm the newest member around. So far, so good. I'm trying to learn.
Any challenges? Anything to do with the product? Feedback from customers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I think the first challenge would be sometimes you get someone has bought a vehicle, mm-hmm. and they have insurance which has not expired from
yeah.
the previous owner, and they need to cancel the cover.
Our team is spread out in 6 cities in the world. Keeping in touch with everybody is not the easiest thing.
So now we have another new partner that we have to also keep tracking. The partner is Sky Garden. We need to have a session with them to walk them through that as we prepare for the other product.
Okay.
The pressure of just having to do well all the time. I think it's quite hard because everybody expects a lot from you. It's not easy to grow a business, deal with the pressure around you, and still manage to come out on top.
Yeah, the banner looks a bit dodgy, like it's falling over.
Closing a deal, it's one of those super exciting feelings. There's, of course, a sense of relief because you're like, finally, after all this time, you know. And then there's also the excitement of, you know, what's to come with that contract. This is the first time, you know, I'm meeting the CEO in person. It's always good to have a chance to actually interact with somebody one-on-one and hear from his perspective as what's most exciting about what we're trying to do together.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jihan.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I'm Martin.
Hi, Jihan.
When did you start?
We launched January 2020.
Okay.
Not that, we haven't been that long in the market.
No.
Yeah.
You founded this?
Yeah.
Cool, respect.
It's a long journey.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Next time, I'm going to take you for lunch so that we can avoid this. I can make up for this.
Oh.
But yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. I have high cholesterol. It runs in my family. So I need to be more vigilant than the average person. I grew up in Mombasa. It was fun. It was easy in hindsight. I was in a really small school. I was with my sisters. I have three sisters. I used to go with my dad to his office when I was like five. He was the first person who invested in my business, always making me know that if I wanted to start a business, it's something that was within reach and it was possible. I think that's sort of the biggest gift he ever gave me. My mom is very encouraging. When you're 9 or 10, you don't think about it that way. But trying new things, I think, and not being afraid of the consequences or the outcome, I think has been something that has been really helpful. So with our partner, Sandy, I think one of the main hiccups that we're facing right now is that, you know, there's a worldwide container shortage, which means that we don't have as many policies as we anticipated. The main thing that I'm aiming to find out is when we will expect things to change.
God. You know, every time I drive on these roads, it reminds me I'm not from Nairobi. I always get lost.
This is us. There's, of course, market forces and things beyond our control that should ease up.
Have you seen this before, this shortage of containers?
It's happened before, but not this bad. COVID has made things worse. Because ships were not moving around, so you need to take cargo somewhere and come back with a container.
Yeah.
So now containers are stuck where there's no cargo, and where there's cargo, there are no containers.
It would have been more fun if there was no shortage, because then we'd have had hundreds of policies.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful. I'm really excited to see, you know, finally, to be able to prove that the idea that we had and sort of the thought process behind it actually makes a lot of sense.
Okay. You guys have a good one?
Nice to see you.
I actually thought you guys were joking.
We're not joking.
All right, thanks.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you. See you. I think it went well. Another positive thing is that they're thinking about us for other markets as well. I'm super excited about that.
If you asked me like 5 years ago if I would be here, I'd probably tell you no, but here we are. So for me, it's really important to take each step as it comes and build something that I can be proud of.